In today's show, we'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, as well as the Robinhood quarter one crypto trading surging 224%, along with the SEC action. Very disappointing. We'll also be sharing breaking news. Donald Trump says he is good with Bitcoin and crypto and claims Sleepy Joe doesn't understand digital assets. I'll be breaking this down for you, as well as stable coins on Bitcoin are coming soon, suggests Lightning Labs CEO, as well as $85,200 Bitcoin price prediction before summer, according to this pattern bullish chart from Glassnode Analytics. And speaking of on-chain analysts, also Willy Wu says Bitcoin is setting up to potentially reach the escape velocity, which can send the king crypto to $1 million per coin. I'll be explaining why. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1634. I'm your host, JV, and it's May 9th, Thursday, 2024. Lots going on in the market. Bitcoin's recovering beautifully as we're streaming right now with a little pumpage. Respect the pump. Let's kick off the show with our market watch, as we do each and every day, checking out Coin360. Right here on your screen, you can see Bitcoin up almost 2% now on the day, trading at roughly 62,600 at the time of the live stream. Ether back above that $3,000 level. Solana, one of the top gainers, now trading at $150. We also have Near Protocol and Ton up quite a bit. XRP, the only one currently correcting in the red as far as the top cryptos are concerned. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the market cap is back on the rise at $2.31 trillion. With roughly $64 billion in volume. For the past 24 hours, Bitcoin dominance 53.3%, with the Ether dominance at 15.7%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we got Akash Network, up 22%. We have, that burp was intense. We have AIOZ up 12%, and WIF up 11.5%. Below that, Render, Toncoin, Pepe, Arweave, The Graph, and Jasmine. Which altcoins, fam, are you guys most bullish on for this particular bull? Let us know in that live chat. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective on the daily. About time we got everything in the green. Good Lord, I love it. And zooming out on the monthly for a more broader perspective, unfortunately, still the majority of the alts wrecked and in the red. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. We're back down at a 55 greed. Yesterday, 64. Last week, the lowest we have been in a very long time at a 43. And last month, an 80 and extreme greed. So there you have it, my crypto la familia. But anyways, let's break down a little astrology for the broskies, if you know what I mean, as we continue to pump. Headline here reads, Bitcoin price buys time at 61 Gs, baby, as U.S. jobless claims hit 9-month highs. That's right, as we can see on the one-hour chart. Bitcoin failed to sustain a rebound at the May 9th Wall Street Open, while new macro data bolstered risks. Asset bulls. Data from TradingView showed Bitcoin spiking to 61,750. This came on the back of the latest U.S. jobless claims that beat the expectations to reach their highest levels in 9 months at 231,000 versus 212,000. And the Fed recently flagged signs of strain within the labor market as being the key reason to consider interest rate cuts. And despite this, Bitcoin appeared in no mood for a celebration at this time, dropping back down, but immediately when we started going live, we started pumping. So we back in the green, fam. Quoting Dan Crypto Trades, some of the big bids appeared between 59 and 60. And he also says this makes sense in terms of the price level, as it's the range low as well. Yet to be seen if price seeks the liquidity down there. Keep in mind these orders can be removed at any time. And earlier, Cointelegraph reported on liquidity being taken both above and below the spot price, while Bitcoin stayed within a rigid trading range. Quoting QCP Capital, the markets are currently pricing in 2 Fed cuts this year, with the first cut only expected in September. To make things worse, Bitcoin spot ETF flows have flattened out again after strong inflows from last Friday and the recent Monday. They also said the DES is not seeing any bearish panic, but more trades that express the lower volatility with the consolidation view. Now let's tap a quick 110,000 prediction as a little bonus. Adopting a more optimistic view, Titan of Crypto gave the potential upside of 75,000 for the end of the current consolidation period, as the chart shows a possible inverse head and shoulders pattern forming with downside limited to much beyond 55,000 should the weakness re-enter the market. Quoting them here, the worst case scenario would be Bitcoin to drop to the bottom of the line to the descending broadening wedge, as outlined right here. Now, Titan of Crypto expects Bitcoin to hit six figures for the first time, acknowledging that time and practice was required on part of the market participants, as quoting him here. Watch the 61.5 level, the manipulation could occur there. So we'll keep our eyes out on that level. And check that out. And let me know your thoughts on where you feel the Bitcoin price action is likely to take us this month, maybe as a high for the month of May, and drop your predictions in the live chat. Anyways, next story of the day. Here's the latest with Robinhood's quarter one crypto trading surging 224% and calling the SEC action against them disappointing. That's right. Vladimir, the Robinhood CEO, described the recent Securities and Exchange Commission Wells notice as a disappointing development during their quarter one earnings call, as the firm posted a 224% increase in crypto trading volumes in the quarter to $36 billion. Here's what I've recognized. The more billions any exchange earns, the more likely you're going to get a Wells notice from the SEC and have a lawsuit coming against you. It's called the shakedown. It's just like the mafia back in the day. Remember John Gotti, the Gambino crime family? They shake down mofos. That's how mafiosa works. And that's how I view the SEC family. It's a criminal organization of organized crime. And the chairman is implicit, according to me. Who wants to argue with that? Just saying. Robinhood's crypto-related services contributed to nearly 40% of its transaction-based revenue of $329 million, helping the firm record its second straight profitable quarter with a net income of $157 million. But the strong quarter earnings resulted coming in the light of a Wells notice handed by the U.S. SEC just last week, targeting Robinhood's crypto listings and custodian operations. Now, that CEO of Robinhood says that was a disappointing development. And also the chief financial officer, Jason Warnick, stressed the firm adopted a conservative approach towards its coin listings and services and holds its crypto business to the same legal and compliance standards as its brokerage business. Quoting them here. So it is disappointing to see more regulation by enforcement here. The exec from Robinhood stressed that customer accounts aren't impacted by the development. As he shares here, we're going to defend the firm and continue to advocate for our customers. But as a caution, I mean, that's what the head or execs of any exchange have to say. I recall, like deja vu, Sam Bankman-Fried tweeting, "Don't worry, your funds are safe on FTX." And a day later, they file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So all I'm saying, take anything anyone says in crypto with a grain of salt, bro. And if you have crypto on Robinhood, I'd highly suggest putting it in a private wallet. Or if something were to happen versus the SEC, you just never know. So it's better to be safe than sorry, in my opinion, regardless of how they tell you everything is just fine. Don't worry, family. And aside from the dilemma, Robinhood's first quarter performance surpassed industry expectations with a reported revenue of $618 million, beating the $534 million estimate by investment research firms Zacks by 15%. Also, Robinhood shares rallied as high as 7.3% to over $19 in the after-hours trading, then cooled off to $18.55, according to Google Finance. Now, I'm actually curious. Anyone here use Robinhood currently? Let me know. And it says here they launched its crypto unit back in February of 2018, offering Bitcoin, Ether, and since expanded its offerings for Litecoin, Uni, Avalanche, and Link. Now, lo and behold, I think these are some of the tokens that Gensler and the SEC are going to be deeming securities. I know Uniswap, they're also going after right now as well. So is what it is. We call that a shakedown. Let me know your thoughts. Anyways, fam, we still got a lot of news to share, so let's keep it flowing. Here's the latest with Trump and his Bitcoin stance, which everyone's talking about, probably the biggest news in crypto today. Trump says he is good with Bitcoin and crypto and claims Joe Biden doesn't even understand digital assets. And he gave a speech right here. I can play it and we can just read the words word for word. But ultimately, the Bitcoin Magazine post shows Donald Trump says he is fine with crypto and makes fun of Joe Biden for not knowing what it is. If you're in favor of crypto, you better vote for Trump. Former President Trump says he is now good with Bitcoin and crypto at an event for the Trump NFT holders in his Mar-a-Lago resort. Trump told attendees that regulatory hostility is driving crypto firms out of the U.S., quoting Trump. Crypto is moving out of the U.S. because the hostility towards crypto, Gensler, I'm paraphrasing the Gensler, will stop it because I don't want that. If we're going to embrace it, we have to let them be here. Now, in the pitch to crypto advocates, Trump accused Biden of being against an industry that he doesn't understand. Facts there, quoting him. They're against it. The Biden. Biden doesn't even know what it is. Preach. He has no idea. But look, Gensler is very much against it. The Democrats are very much against it. And I say this, a lot of people are very much for it. Probably a lot of people who are in this room. Preach.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
Continuing, I am fine with it. I want to make sure it is good and solid, but I am good with it. If you like crypto in any form, it comes in a lot of different forms. And if you're in favor of crypto, you'd better vote for Trump.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
I dig it. Trump also says he'll accept donations to his campaign in Bitcoin and crypto. We call that a smart mofo. During his presidency, Trump had a different take on the crypto industry and criticized digital assets for their potential to facilitate unlawful behavior. This was his previous stance. I am not a fan of Bitcoin and other cryptos, which are not money and whose value is highly volatile and based on thin air. Unregulated crypto assets can facilitate unlawful behavior, including drug trade and other illicit activity or illegal activity. Yeah, I mean, so there you have it. Let me know if you agree with Trump. And we all know big U.S. presidential election later this year. Do you think Trump will hold it down? Let me know your thoughts. I'm curious. Let me know. All right. Here's the latest with the stable coins on the Bitcoin. Coming soon, suggests the Lightning Labs CEO. Bring on the stables. Let's go. Stable coins running on Bitcoin are edging closer to reality through new functionality built by Lightning Labs using the network's Taproot upgrade implemented in late 2021. Elizabeth Stark, CEO of Lightning Labs. Any relation to Tony Stark's? Unpack the latest development from the Bitcoin development firm at FT Live's Crypto and Digital Assets Summit in London. The firm's co-founder also gave an eloquent explainer of Bitcoin and the Lightning Network to an audience of traditional finance players. Lightning Labs Taproot Assets Protocols building functionality to bring stablecoins and tokenized assets to Bitcoin. And according to Stark, developers made significant headwind towards this goal, culminating in the testing of transactions on Lightning, quoting them here. We released an early part of the code in October and recently demoed the first ever transaction on Lightning of an asset. The idea is to have crypto dollars and stable coins on the Bitcoin blockchain. Personally, I think that'd be pretty dope. Stark added that traditionally, these assets have operated on other blockchains that have suffered from high fees and other issues. She argues that Bitcoin's network is perhaps best placed to facilitate the use of stables because it is the most secure and decentralized blockchain. And she went on to discuss the merits of Bitcoin and stables as a store of value, especially in nations grappling with inflation issues and devaluing the fiat currencies. The Lightning Lab CEO says stablecoin adoption has grown dramatically since Novid, with users largely being based in emerging markets. Quoting her here, the stickiest users have been those looking for a stable store of value. In some cases, they're using Bitcoin. In other cases, they're using stables. Now, the two largest stables, obviously Tether, USDT, and then we have, I think the next biggest is USDC, but I'm pretty confident Tether is the king by far. They have the largest market cap, they have the longest trusted history, and they have the most biddies on the balance sheet, and they're pro-Bitcoin, so I respect them. And in fact, in El Salvador, not only is Bitcoin a legal tender, USDT is as well. So respect. Now, for those in countries grappling with hyperinflation or precarious economic environments, the choice of holding a stablecoin is driven by the need for a store of value. I think that'd be pretty dope on Lightning. Given the significant growth in value of the stablecoin market, Stark said there is a need for the infrastructure to enable the issuance of stables and real-world assets on the Bitcoin blockchain, quoting him here. That's why we're building the protocol. This tech right now, we're not using or issuing assets. We're building the rails. Asset issuers will use our tech to issue real-world tokenized assets. And I think they recognize how much opportunity there is in stables. Even Ripple Labs, they're announced, you know, creating a stable on their Ripple blockchain or whatever it's called for them. I think they recognize the need in the market. And you already have the SEC saying that's going to be an unregistered security. The CEO added that financial institutions can issue gold assets, stables, and other fiat backed assets on Bitcoin and then transact them over to Lightning. And perhaps most telling was the relative cost compared to other blockchains and conventional traditional financial systems, which Stark highlighted, quoting her here. If you look at Visa, where fees in the US can be upward of 3% or even 1%, the fees, transacting with stables on Lightning can be dramatically lower, a cent or less than that. And that's a great point. The beauty of Lightning, which is on the layer two, for Bitcoin is the fact almost instantaneous transactions and virtually free. If you only got to pay, let's say hypothetically, a few pennies for a transaction, who don't want that? What people don't want is to have to pay ridiculous, transaction fees, which would make no sense. So stable coins for the win on the Bitcoin blockchain. Let me know your thoughts. Next one is this $85,000 target. Then we'll get right into the meat and potatoes, the feature story, which is 1 million per coin, as per on-chain analyst Mr. Willy Woo. But first, let's discuss 85,000 before the summer, shall we? Yes, crypto analytics platform Glassnode says the Bitcoin may reach 85,200 before summer if a technical setup plays out. In a new thread, the Glassnode co-founder says, who go by the handle? What is that? Netchedentropic? I don't even know how to pronounce that. But nonetheless, the Glassnode founder shared that Bitcoin appears to be breaking out of a bullish pennant pattern. Bitcoin's currently in the process of breaking the trend line of the pennant and the 50 daily simple moving average. When the level of the 65.66 is broken, Bitcoin will move on to the first 73,500, then 76,500. And chances are we'll see 85,200 before summer. If you agree, put a one in the live chat. Let me know. Now, he also goes on to note that Bitcoin by market cap had a bearish weekend marked by liquidations of long positions. The Glassnode co-founder says if Bitcoin continues to consolidate, it can shoot past 65,000 resistance level, the 70 Gs. Quoting him here, Bitcoin has recovered, but bearish sentiment persists. Bitcoin rebounded from the bear market territory over the weekend amidst a weaker dollar. Yet, bearish sentiment persists with a high risk signal. Liquidations of long positions cooled the perpetual markets. If consolidation continues, a breakthrough of 65,000 resistance could revive momentum to 70 Gs, baby. Now, Cohen, I don't even like quoting this analyst because to me, he's typically a perma bear. So we're going to skip that part and just leave it on a high. Glassnode says 85,200. If you agree, again, drop a one in the live chat. Now for our feature story of the day, family, we're going to be discussing on-chain analyst Willy Woo says Bitcoin is setting up for the potential reach of an escape velocity. We're going to be discussing why, and that escape velocity is $1 million per coin. $1 million. Let's break this baby down. Here we go. The on-chain analyst thinks Bitcoin could be primed to surge in price. He tells his 1.1 million followers that Bitcoin is flashing a bullish divergence with lots of room to run on its volume-weighted average price oscillator chart. Quoting him here alongside the chart. Seems like a good setup for Bitcoin to reach escape velocity. Now, this VWAP represents the average traded price of an asset throughout the day, taking into account both volume and price. Traders use the VWAP to help them determine whether an asset is trading underbought or overbought based on the intraday price action, quoting Wu again. Now, the VWAP oscillators use the ratio of the price to WAP price Z scored. In this case, I'm using on-chain volume rather than the exchange reported volume. And by moving to the on-chain volume and signal, it excludes the short-term speculation, focusing on investor movements. Buy and sells by short-term speculators are ignored, while buy and sell associated with exchange flows will be included. So ultimately, based on Wu's analysis, he appears to suggest the bullish divergence between the VWAP oscillator and the Bitcoin value indicates a rising appetite of investors to accumulate the biddies, even amid the decreasing prices. And in the TA world, a bullish divergence suggests that an asset may be gearing up for a trend reversal. Now, just last week, as we also covered on the show, Wu predicted Bitcoin would surge to $1 million per coin by 2035. Let's freaking go. The on-chain analysts argue that there's a historical correlation between the Bitcoin value and the number of Bitcoin users, which he expects to continue to increase based on his growth curve model. So there you have it. And even shared in this tweet, seems like a good setup for the biddies to reach the escape velocity bullish divergence with lots of room to run. So let's freaking run. Shall we? As Bitcoin continues to pump, big dog, we're now up 2,200 on the day. New all-time highs, price discovery mode. Send it.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
But I want to know your thoughts on Willy Woo's prediction, 1 million per coin by 2035. Personally, JV feels that's a little bearish. But respect to the on-chain analysts, I have a lot of respect for Willy Woo. We've been covering his predictions on the channel for years, going way back. So I personally feel we'll likely hit the 1 million target above and beyond, I think, next cycle. Can I expect it this cycle? No. However, I know it can happen. I don't reject the possibility, but I think most probable it will be the next halving, the epoch between 2028 and 2032. My prediction, if I had to throw a specific year on it, my best guess is by the year 2029, right? And by 2035, we may be in the multi-million dollar, because that's another epoch. Every 4 years is another epoch of the cycle, right? In that cyclical nature, if things continue every four-year cycle alongside the presidency cycle, which is ironic, is that a coincidence or did Satoshi set it up that way? That's my question for you. But I want to know your thoughts when you feel we're most likely to reach that seven-figure milestone. And while you're at it, tell me when you feel we'll hit the six-figure milestone. If I was to throw a six-figure projection out there, which I will, I think it happens this year. I'm that bullish. We happen to hit six figures this year. But I think next year, we hit a cycle peak, right? Which would be 2025. And then I think 2026, 2027 could be bearish. We call it crypto winter. That's what history has shown us. And then 2028, next halving, and then new all-time highs. And then 2029, parabolic, 1 million, 2 million. Can I get a 3, 4, 5 million? Time will tell, but we'll see. Let me know your thoughts. I'll read as many of your predictions out loud. So let me know. Don't be shy. Don't be a stranger. Interact. I appreciate it. coincidence, I would say, says, okay, the Satoshi Trump word. Larry, 1 million by 2029. You with JV? That's what's up. Bitcoin STU says none now. What are you referring to, big dog? Six figures by September, says Mike. Let's freaking go. I like that. Satoshi had to be a superhuman or a time traveler. Maybe both. It is the four phases of Bitcoin. 2026, 2027, that's when you stock up on the next big memes. Six figures in September. Let's go, bro. I love and respect JV's Bitcoin predictions. Respect right back at you, Molly. Respect. Crypto Spring, JV. Let's go. JV, yes, I'm an airline pilot. Even better. I'll quit if I can fly you around. Yeah, connect with me. That'd be pretty lit having your own private pilot. You know what I mean? A friend in need is a friend indeed. Thank you. Up forever. Forever, Laura. Now, is it cool if we fly private, am I allowed to smoke blunts on the plane, which are approximately 8 grams, and Nipsey travels along with me? Let me know, because that's like a non-negotiable. So I just want to know. 1 million in 2024. They're trying to tax unrealized capital gains, but it has been shelved in the Senate. And you will get paid in Bitcoin. How's that? I'll pay the pilot in Bitcoin. Win-win. Hopefully it's a win-win. Million now? Send it. I'm with you. Yeah, if they tax unrealized capital gains, the world is over at that point. If they can tax unrealized gains, what the? I mean, maybe we all end up moving to El Salvador if that's the case. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.